Hi, welcome to Root Canal Academy, where our motto is Better Tomorrow. The goal of Root Canal Academy is to help you to improve and be effective, efficient, and excellent when you perform root canals on your patients. We call it E-cubed endodontics. Today in this episode, I want to discuss two fantastic nickel titanium files that I really love to use in my practice. And the first one is the ProGlider, and that is a glide path nickel titanium file to help you get an open glide path. And the second NITI file is the Wave 1 Gold, and this is a reciprocating file that helps you shape your canals with, most of the time, about 90% of the time, one file. So one Wave 1 Gold can shape a four-canaled molar, even an MB2. And this is quite an amazing file. It doesn't, at first when it came out, back 2011, and this file sort of revolutionized how we shape canals, really. So now you had one file that shaped an entire root canal system. When it came out in 2011, I said, no way. I looked at the rep, I said, it's not going to work. This is crazy. You can't use one file to shape an entire tooth. And lo and behold, it worked. And that was in 2011. That was the Wave 1 regular. And then in 2015, the Wave 1 Gold came out. I think 2014. And it's been a it's been an improvement on the Wave 1 regular. And it's just a fantastic file. So let's talk first about the ProGlider. Again, the ProGlider is used for you to get an open glide path. And before you start shaping your canals, you need to get an open glide path. And this open glide path allows your shaping files to slip and slide safely down the canal, shape the canal without ledging or separating a file. Okay, so an open glide path is an extremely important concept and extremely important item that you must do in your endo. This is something that a lot of dentists fail to do. They do not do a good open glide path, or they don't do one at all. They just do a 10K file to working length, if that at all, and then they ask me why. They don't know why their file isn't going down the canal and why is it breaking. Okay, so here's what we do with the ProGlider. The ProGlider is used, and it's a rotary file. You use it at 300 RPMs, and you let it just go to working length once you have your working length established using your apex locator. So the first thing you want to do is you want to use a 10K file, and you want to use that 10K file. You want to get it loose to working length. Get your 10K file loose to working length. Then you will use your ProGlider, and you'll place the ProGlider inside the canal, and you'll do 4 to 5 engagement disengagements, or catch and release. So you're going to engage the canal wall with this ProGlider, let it cut 3 or 4 millimeters, and then you'll disengage it a millimeter or so. Then you'll engage it again, let it cut again and go a little deeper, maybe 4 millimeters or so, then disengage it. And continue to do that 4 to 5 engagement disengagements, or catch and release. You catch the canal wall, you cut the canal wall, and then you release the file from the canal wall. You're going to do this with this ProGlider until about 4 to 5 engagement disengagements, pull it out of the canal, irrigate with bleach, and then check with your patency with a 10K file. And this, usually with a ProGlider, you can do this in 1 to 2 passes. You can get your open glide path with that ProGlider. So it really is one of my favorite nickel titanium files, and I use it on almost every patient. If it's an upper central incisor, I don't use it then. I'll just use hand files to obtain a glide path because it's pretty easy, pretty straight. But on the molars, premolars, I use a ProGlider on probably 98% of the time. The other way you can get your glide path is just with your hand files. You can do a number 10 hand file and then to a number 15 K file. So a glide path is kind of debatably, the definition of an open glide path would be up to a number 15 K file down to working length. Okay, that's sort of a glide path. So the ProGlider just makes it easier and safer. It's easy, it's safe, and it's fast when you use your Pro Glider to get your open glide path. Once that's done, I irrigate with bleach. I'm using the irrigation needle, a 27 gauge or 30 gauge side vented needle, so it's safe. The bleach comes out through the side. I place that halfway down the canal or less than halfway. I'm not going very deep into the canal. I do not want a sodium hypochlorite accident. I then rinse out the debris. I get my patency, obtain a patency with a 10K file. And patency is just taking that 10 file and going a half millimeter past the apex, the foramen, into the apical tissue. And that's the definition of patency. After the Pro Glider has obtained an open glide path, then I'm going to use my Wave 1 Gold file, a reciprocating night tie file, to shape the canals. And the great thing about this Wave 1 Gold, and the reason I love this so much, is it's easy to use. It's one file, okay, and it just cuts. It's like a snake just slithering down the canal. It just slithers and just reciprocates right down that canal. So it's easy, it's extremely fast, and it's very safe. Okay, so the Pro Glider is the same way. It's easy, fast, and safe. The Wave 1 Gold is easy to use, one file. You don't need to use six files. It's very fast. I cut a lot of my shapes, most of my shapes, in 3 to 4 minutes. That's not the goal. My goal isn't to be, you know, super, super fast and do how fast can I do it. But on average, on a normal medium tooth, I can cut a shape in 3 to 4 minutes with my Wave 1 Gold primary file. That's pretty good. That gives you a lot of time to do other things, to irrigate, to make sure that the debris and the tissue's out and that the bacteria and the microbes are killed and debrided. So I have PIPS, photon-induced photoacoustic streaming, which is a laser-assisted irrigation. So if I can cut my shape in 3 to 4 minutes and I can PIPS and do my final protocol with PIPS, I'm able to really clean out that canal system. So the Wave 1 Gold's extremely fast. It can cut shapes fast. It's very safe. Yes, it can break. Yes, you can ledge with it if you don't have an open glide path. That's why the Pro Glider is so important. But the Wave 1 Gold, for the most part, is extremely safe. It's hard to break. It's hard to break the Wave 1 Gold because of this gold wire. You really have to make an effort to break it. Yes, it can, but I have not broken a Wave 1 Gold yet, knock on wood. So the Wave 1 Gold, the way you start with this is you pick the primary. So about 90% of your cases, you will use the Wave 1 Gold primary file or the red file. And that's the main file you're going to use. That's why they call it the primary. Start shaping with that file. And you're going to do the same thing as you place it into the canal. You're going to start the reciprocation process. It'll engage. You're going to do 4 to 5 engagement disengagements. It'll engage the canal wall about 3 to 4 millimeters. Then you disengage the file just a little bit. Then you re-engage the canal wall and go a little deeper. Then disengage the canal wall, re-engage the canal wall, then disengage. It's about 4 to 5 engagement disengagements or catch and release. I like also the term or the phrase catch and release. Like a fishing term, right? You catch the canal wall, cut the canal wall, then release the canal wall. Catch the canal wall with your file, cut the canal wall, then release the canal wall. Do that 4 to 5 times. You have bleach in the canal, in all the canals, the whole time you're shaping. Bleach is always in the canals as you're shaping. Once you remove the Wave 1 Gold primary on your first, this will be your first pass. You remove it from the canal. If that's your first pass, there'll be a ton of debris on the file and a ton of debris inside the canal. Rinse out that debris with your irrigation needle with bleach. Okay, then check your patency. Have your assistant wipe off the file, the Wave 1 Gold file, and wipe off all the debris with a alcohol gauze 2x2. And that'll get all the debris off. And then that'll be, once you check your patency, and you've re-irrigated with bleach, then you go right back in for pass number 2 with your Wave 1 Gold file, and you do your same thing. You do 4 to 5 engagement disengagements, or 4 to 5 catch and release, catch and release, catch and release, catch and release. What you'll see is the Wave 1 Gold will just start working down. It'll snake its way right down that canal, and it'll start working down. A lot of times I'm able to get to working length in 2 passes. On number 31, number 2, number 3. I'm able to get there in 2 passes on all canals. Sometimes it takes me 3 passes. Sometimes it takes me 8 passes. So again, it may take you 10 minutes of shaping, big deal, or it may take you 2 minutes of shaving. Okay, so some of the harder cases, it's going to take me 8 to 10 minutes. Not a big deal. I'm taking my time. I'm relaxed. I'm doing my Zen Indo, and I'm breathing, and I'm not pushing. I'm not being too aggressive. Okay, some cases you may have to, if the wave one gold, red, or primary is not advancing, it just feels like it's stuck after two or three passes or so, then you could go down to the wave one gold small file, the small file or the yellow file. And this happens rarely, but sometimes you do need to use that as a bridging file, or it could be a finishing file too. But sometimes you need to go to the wave one small, and then I'd go down to length of the wave one small. If appropriate, then I'll go back to the wave one primary and finish that shape. And that's, you'll see the wave one primary will go right down to length then. Sometimes on larger canals, like the distal canal of a lower molar or the palatal canal of an upper molar, you'll have to use the wave one medium, wave one gold medium file, which is the green file. And that's a 3506, 35 tip with an 06 taper from D1 to D3. Okay, and that 35 tip will give you a little bit more apical shape, a little bit larger foramen shape in the palatal canal or the distal canal of the lower molar. The Wave 1 Gold primary is a 25 tip 07 taper. Again, this taper is only the D diameter 1 to diameter 3, so very at the very end of the tip of the file. Okay, the Wave 1 Gold small is a 20-07, so it's a 20 tip size and an 07 at the very tip. Okay, there's also a wave one large, which is the white one, and it's a 45 tip. I believe it's 05 or 05 taper, maybe, or 06 taper at the end. Sorry, can't remember that off the top of my head. That's used for the, a lot of times, for the maxillary central incisor in larger canals. So the wave one gold is able to really cut your shape within a 3 to 5 minute window. Usually in 2 to 3 passes, you'll be to working length and you've cut your shape. Now, one more thing, when you get down to working length, okay, so your working length's 21. When your wave one gold primary hits the working length, hits the apex, don't just kiss the apex. Don't just peck the apex. I want you to kiss the apex, French kiss the apex, 3 to 4 times. So you're going to take your wave one gold, once you get hit to 21 millimeters is your working length, that's hitting the apex or the foramen, go down there 3 to 4 more times, okay? Don't just peck it. Don't just kiss it on the side of the cheek. I want you to French kiss it 3 to 4 times. That gives you really good, deep, apical shape. And now you're ready for obturation. After you do your 17% EDTA for 1 minute, followed by bleach, so you're removing the smear layer, then you bring your bleach in. Now you're ready to obturate with either the Wave 1 Gold Gutta Percha or with the Gutta Core.